XRP steadies above 110 as crypto bounces in extreme fear. Crypto majors traded higher on June 8, 2026, with XRP steadying above 110 after a recent drop to four-month lows. The relief was broad but shallow. XRP changed hands near 114, up about 1.8% on the day, while the wider market posted similar single-digit gains. CoinDesk described the move as an oversold bounce running into lingering bearish pressure, which is a fair read of where prices sit. The detail that stands out is the gap between price and mood. Even with green across the board, the Crypto Fear and Greed Index read 15 firmly in extreme fear territory as of June 8. Prices are ticking up. Sentiment has not followed. A bounce that sentiment hasn't caught up to here are the numbers as of the morning of June 8, 2026. Bitcoin was around $62,081, up 1.98% on the day. Ether was near $1,663, up 3.94%, the strongest gain among the large caps. BNB sat at about $595.57, up 1.92%. XRP at $114, up 1.81%. And Solana at $65.53, up 2.15%. A green day after a sharp slide usually does two things. It relieves forced sellers, and it tempts buyers who think the bottom is in. The fear and greed reading of 15 suggests most of the market is doing neither yet. Extreme fear at this level tends to show up after drawdowns, when traders have been hit and are slow to trust a rebound. That caution is rational here, because the weekly picture is still ugly. Green tape, red week, the one-day gains are sitting on top of a heavy seven-day loss. XRP is down roughly 13.3% over the week. Ether is off about 16.4%. Bitcoin about 14.1%. BNB about 14.2%. And Solana about 19.6%. So the bounce recovers a slice of last week's damage, not the whole of it. That framing matters for anyone reading a single green candle as a trend change. A 2% to 4% day after a 14% to 20% week is a pause in the selling, not proof it is over. XRP holding 1.10 is the more useful signal than the percentage gain itself. A defended level after a fall to multi-month lows tells you where buyers showed up, which is more durable information than one session's move. If the level breaks again, the four-month low becomes the next reference point. If it holds and volume builds, the bounce has a chance to extend. Neither outcome is settled today. This is market description, not financial advice. Spenders and the gap between price and mood. For people who actually spend crypto rather than trade it, the price versus sentiment split has a practical edge. Anyone funding a card from a volatile asset is exposed to exactly this kind of swing between top-up and purchase. A 4% intraday move in either direction changes what a given balance buys at the till. This is part of why stablecoin spending keeps drawing users during stretches like this one. Converting to a dollar-pegged balance before spending removes the timing guesswork that an extreme fear tape makes worse. The trade-off is that you give up any upside from a bounce, which is the same coin flip the fear and greed reading is warning about. XRP holders have a more direct route to spending now. Re.pay recently added Ripple's RLUSD on the XRP ledger as a funding and spend rail, so XRP native users can move into a stable balance and spend without leaving that ecosystem. For self-custodial setups, spending from your own wallet keeps balances under your control through the volatility, which removes the counterparty risk that becomes more visible whenever the market is under stress. None of that changes the day's read. Prices bounced, XRP held a line that mattered, and the broader market still feels worse than the tape looks. The week, not the day, is the better guide to which one wins.